Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 13th of May, Yoked to Christ. In the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings, we are being connected to all that Christ has already accomplished for us. He has fulfilled the works that belong to our name as a Son of God. The Apostle Paul declared concerning the work of regeneration in our lives, "Now hope as sons of God does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." Because of the ongoing work of regeneration, we are able to obey from the heart that form of teaching to which we were delivered. We have become love slaves of what Christ documented in the Scriptures as His teaching or commandments. These are the works that God the Father planned for us to do, which He wrote in His Book of Life. The Son accomplished these works for us, so that by the Spirit we could fulfill them in the way that the Father planned. For this purpose, as we come to Christ, He yokes us to Himself so that we can do these works with Him because they are our works. He says to us, "Come to Me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light." Paul's own summary of this amazing principle was, "For I, through the law, died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Romans chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, and Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. For further study, Romans chapter 6.